Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Angel Antics. I am so happy to be here tonight. I have been having just a really exciting day. The energy is just all around. And I think it's a feeling of a bit of the leprechauns and fairies that are coming around because I can feel them. And so I know that's what it is. The energies are just bouncing and having fun and getting ready for a little bit of merriment tomorrow. And so I'm pretty excited about that and looking forward to it. And hi, DC. Welcome. And how are you? Uh-oh. I pushed the button for her to come on. I guess it didn't happen. Well, what I want to say, though, is our good friend started a show on our network yesterday, and we are very honored to have them and have joined us, and they had a great show start. A few glitches, just like we do, but that's okay. That's all part of it. And I've got DC here, so I want to bring DC on before I spend any more time jibber-jabbering. DC?
We're Hello, Eileen. Yes.
Angel Antics.
That's fine. You know, we promised to have a little bit of laughter, some hijinks, a few shenanigans. So we have to have something going on each show. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. That is just the way it is. And of course, I came over here and I clicked the button and walked away to finish up doing a couple of things as I myself actually have just gotten home from work. And I was actually making myself a cup of tea for the show so I'd have something to drink so I wouldn't be thirsty. And so, I just didn't work out. I thought I hit your button and I walked away instead. So I was telling our guests a little bit about the show last night, and so I'd like you to continue to tell them, because I didn't have a chance to hear the whole show. Goodness. I only got to hear a part of it.
Yes, it was a really beautiful show. I did not, of course, think that I would be involved in the first show, but I actually, I ran the studio, and Lynn, one of the beautiful co-hosts, could not connect, so I actually was jumping between Facebook and our board there for the show and just bringing her messages forward. I would read whatever she typed in Facebook, and she had some beautiful messages. We have Jan Drake Bakke, and she had her amazing totem animal readings. And we are, of course, going to have Lori Connell as well. Those will be the three beautiful ladies that will be having the show. I mean, their energy together is totally amazing. They're all so beautiful. Lynn was giving some amazing greetings, talking about others on the other side, and she uses a flashlight. And if you've ever, had the opportunity to connect with her, the flashlight starts really, making these beautiful, beautiful, lights come up around, and it lets her know when people from the other side are around. But her messages were amazing. So I just jumped in, and I said, okay, I'll run the board. And, I helped out with some messages. But they have an amazing following already, Eileen. It's going to be phenomenal.
Great.
Totally phenomenal.
Well, I didn't realize that about the flashlight. I've never tried to work with flashlights like that. The only time I ever worked with flashlights was when I was a paranormal investigator for a number of years. And we used to do, flashlight sessions and see how it went. And I will say, I think they work pretty well. We had one night where we actually had two different types of flashlights that turned on in different ways and put them up on the mantle, and we were asking all kinds of questions for almost 20 minutes straight. So I will attest to those flashlights really being a great source of communication.
They are. And you know what? I myself prefer candles. I connect to the light of the candles.
Right now. I believe the candles draw in the energy.
They do, and that's what I use. I love the candles. I did connect a couple minutes before the show, and I channeled a message from Archangel Zadkiel.
Beautiful.
Okay, so I'm just going to go forward with that message. Archangel Zadkiel is known as the Angel of Mercy, and he, along with the Violet Flame, are present right now at this moment. And the flame is a very powerful spiritual healing tool. It has been given to us by God. Archangel Zadkiel asks that you now accompany him on a little bit of a healing journey. You can invoke both Archangel Zadkiel and the Violet Flame for the healing that is needed, as well as releasing fear and bringing you back into perfect alignment, body, mind, and spirit. When you call upon Archangel Zadkiel, he will shine his light upon all who invoke him and his Violet Flame. At this time, please just sit comfortably wherever you are and ask Archangel Zadkiel to come in and help you. You may notice a very strong protective aura that begins to surround you. And at this time, Archangel Michael is also present with us. He stands next to each of you as the healing begins. Anything that is not radiating with positivity or love and light is now being transmuted with the Violet Flame. All that no longer serves you is being released. Archangel Zadkiel is helping you to look at all areas of your life where healing may be needed. His powerful spiritual energy is like a vacuum that uses the Violet Flame and cleanses and clears any karmic debris from you and everyone and everything that you come in contact with. He then reverses the flow of the energy, and it emanates with beautiful colors of divine love and light, and fills your entire body with love, perfect health, faith, gratitude, and peace. You now may begin to feel renewed, and you have experienced a healing on a soul's level. You thank Archangel Zadkiel and Archangel Michael for coming in today. You now feel ready to continue on your soul's mission and the path of light that you are on with focus, determination, and renewed health. And so it is. And Eileen, that was a little message. I channeled, but I want to ask you now, is Debbie is not here, I don't believe, tonight, but she is with us in spirit. And I want you to bring forward the energy of our Trinity Heart Healers, if you will.
All right.
Okay, can you say a little something as we're joining our energy?
Sure. May we take a few deep breaths in to cleanse out, fill our space with purity, which is part of what that violet light is the purity of the divine. And breathe that violet light in to all the spaces that are empty right now and fill them with that violet light. And then on the out-breath, I want you to blow out anything that isn't serving you, anything that feels gray within your body, anything that is stagnant. The only way for things to succeed and grow in life and move forward, just as the days march forward, we must release from our past and be prepared to move into our future. Call in the violet light, because the way the mantra goes with the violet light, it goes like this. I am a being of violet flame. I am the purity God desires. Also can be said, I am a being of violet light. I am the purity God desires. It can be said either way, but drawing that energy of that purity of the divine in and around and surround yourself with it, especially your heart, as you draw that in, you will be amazed at the beautiful peace and tranquility that just simply starts surrounding you. You may even start to see images of violet around you, or as you look out, which is an experience I have. And so know that that violet light is very pure and very loving and has the greatest healing powers for when you call it in personally for yourself. And so be the violet light. Be that flame that others see. Be the purity, the very tip after it passes through white. You see a bit of violet at the tip of the top of the flame. And that's where it is, the highest level of love. And that's your purity. And so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness, Eileen, thank you so much. That was amazing.
All right. Well, I have to tell you, we have a list of friends tonight that would love to come on and talk to us. So we should move forward and start calling upon them and see what their thoughts are and what their dreams are and a little bit about what they're hoping for and see what answers we can get from the divine and their own personal guides and guardians and angels who are of the divine. And our first caller is from the 256 area code. 256, welcome to Angel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and who am I speaking to tonight?
Yes, I just would just like an angel message, please.
All right. Well, do you have a question for us, or do you just want whatever messages your angels want to share with you tonight?
Yes.
All right, wonderful. Let's see what we have. DC?
Hi, hon, this is DC. Can I have your name, please?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, hi. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
The first thing I'm seeing is Archangel Uriel is coming forward. And I see that, you know, you're doing a lot of positive thinking, and that's really going to help. I see success coming your way. And not only success, but success beyond what you can even imagine, Kimberly. Just remain positive with your thoughts and your words. Please believe in yourself. And just know that this is like a magical time right now for you. I don't know if you've had any epiphanies. If not, they're coming very soon. There's going to be abundance. There's going to be happiness. I'm getting relationships are going to be beautiful. This is just an amazing time. So you should really be proud of, you know, yourself at this moment, okay?
Okay.
But I do see you like going on a spiritual quest, okay? You've had experiences in the past, and they've really, you know, gotten to the point where they've, you know, shown you who you really are today. Okay. Kimberly, I'm seeing there may be a change coming for you. It could be in regard to relationship. It could be in regard to a job. But I do see you going, like I said, on a journey, and it could be a physical journey as well as a spiritual one. And the angels want you to just do what you think is right, is what I'm being shown. And just know that whatever's going on now, Kimberly, everything is happening for a reason, okay? Don't hold on to any regret. Embrace the opportunities that are before you. And if you look, every situation does hold a silver lining, okay? So you may have like a little bit of a change of focus, either now or soon, but this epiphany is going to be amazing, and you're going to find such joy through your spiritual growth. And Kimberly, you are going to be a light to others, okay? I don't know if you meditate, but meditation will really help you at this time. It's going to bring insight. And it's really going to help, like, to show you what your life purpose is all about, okay? So you may be spending a little bit more time alone than usual, but it's not going to be a time that you feel lonely. This is a time where you and the divine connect, and you find, like, all these beautiful moments, and it helps you to really, you know, connect the dots and share your journey with others, okay? Archangel Raziel is with you, and he's holding up his beautiful lantern of enlightenment. And he's saying, Kimberly, come with me, and we're going to the beautiful Starry Mountain where self-discovery awaits, okay? So I hope you're spending a little bit of time just with your thoughts. It's really going to help you. You've come such a long way, Kimberly. You should be really happy and proud of yourself.
Thank you very
much. That's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and God bless, hon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'm seeing that you've had a situation that you've been dealing with lately.
And you're actually going to need, you know, a little bit of help dealing with that situation. But first of all, the first thing I need to tell you is you need to walk away from anything that's just dishonest. You know, if you've got, you're into, around some people and they're having a little bit of dishonest associations and you just don't feel right about it, it's okay to walk away. It's your choice. You need to, it's, you know, about setting your own boundaries and really realizing what it is you want and what your best choice for. You can't make other people's choices. You only have the ability and right to make yours. So there's a situation that's been kind of going on that, you know, has been really the worst choice for your own happiness. And it has to do with a compromise of their, of someone else's honesty. And so you just need to just, you know, step away from that. There is some information out there that can really help you. But it really is, and it may be this information I'm sharing with you now. It's just difficult to hear. And because you always speak your truth through so much kindness. And this is true. But on the other hand, with our kindness, we can't allow others to take our boundaries, and they will. I know. I experienced it. And I have had to learn here in the last few years that I have to set better boundaries for myself. I'm worth it. And so that is just something that I was meant to share with you. You really are really a lot stronger than you think. And really by standing on your own two feet, you will come forward in that self-assurance and you'll be much, much happier. You may actually have to help some other people to help you out because you really, sometimes you can't do it all yourself. Sometimes you have to have some help, some support in stepping away from situations. But this is about really releasing the old, allowing those endings to happen, bringing the situation to completion so that you can start with a new beginning. Which is going to take a lot of commitment on your behalf. And part of it is that you really need to take the time to fall in love with yourself. You cannot really, it's very hard to really truly love others when you're hating things about yourself. Not that we hate ourselves wholly, but there might be things we hate about ourselves. But look at those as, you know, if you didn't have a few flaws, how could your assets really shine? Just, you know, there has to be give and take in every body, every situation, every relationship. It's a balance of life, and it's really, it's just very much called for up front. But know that there is great abundance around you and that it is time for you to really start with that new beginning and you will have what you need. God is really in charge, and how that will happen is really in his divine way. You just have to have the faith to believe that he's going to align that. The last thing I want to tell you is on just a little different note here, and they're just showing me that you have a really, really great bond with animals. I'm seeing, like, dogs around you, like, actually, I think it's Ginger is showing me that you're just really a good person, but you really have a great connection with animals, and they do surround you, and they share a energy like the angels do, of kindness and peace and love and contentment. And so that's what I have to share with you tonight. I hope you resonate with that. I do. Thank you very much. You're very, very welcome. Thank you. And thanks for calling Angel Antics. All right, our next caller is from the 315 area code. 315, welcome.
Hello.
To Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Lynn. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are things?
Nervous.
Nervous? Well, let's throw it out. Let's throw that nervous out.
I got a call from my realtor. Yeah, I got a call from my realtor, and he's pretty sure that that we're going to have a contract signed next week. And you know I was a realtor before, and I can't find my own house.
Right.
But I can find everybody
else's. Well, you
know what?
I've been a realtor, too, and I am in the process of selling my house, and I did, too, hire someone else. It's not always wise to be your own agent.
Right.
It changes the negotiating process. And so just leave
right.
it at that and know that if you were meant to do that, that's what happened, and so it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about allowing. So let's give you a reading tonight, and I like to do your readings without knowing very much. And so let's see what we've got for you.
Okay.
Hi, Annette. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, DC.
Honey, I'm getting, you've got to relax a little bit more. Focus on what you want to happen. You're a little bit restless. You're a little bit, like, I feel like there's so much anxiety around you. There's a little bit of impatience, okay? So just channel that energy into what you're wanting to happen. And just relax, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, stop worrying about the past. Don't worry about the future. Because all you're doing is causing your body to have more stress, okay?
Right.
Try to stay in the moment. And when Eileen said Ginger, her head popped up, and she was saying, hi, Eileen, hi, Annette. And Ginger is showing me she's walking behind you, and she's throwing four-leaf clovers, and she's throwing horseshoes. And she's saying, Annette, you have all the luck that you need, okay? She's saying,
right.
check your pockets. She put tons of four-leaf clovers in your pockets, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, girlfriend, you've got good luck, and, you know, get ready for all the adventures that lie ahead, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is showing the animals around you, and the animals are letting you know that the road ahead is going to be a lot smoother than what you've been, you know, facing, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, stay in that positive mindset. Try to say some positive affirmations every morning, and in return, you're going to see, like, you're going to start manifesting, okay? So you've got to really get into that, you know, that mode of being grateful and say those affirmations, okay? And Ginger's on a surfboard, and she's showing me that you're going to ride the waves of prosperity, she's saying. And I'm laughing because she's got this little bikini on. But she's saying, come on, Annette, get in the water. Let's ride the waves, okay?
Okay.
And everything's going to go good for you. It's going to be fine. And then it's going to be time for you to really concentrate on your path, Annette, okay?
Uh-huh.
All these beautiful
changes
are going to take place. And then it's going to be time for Annette to really, you know, connect with that beautiful person that you know that you are, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, you should be here with us giving readings, Annette. And here's Ginger again, and she's singing that old Coca-Cola song, I'd like to build a world, a home, and furnish it with love. And I heard that playing in my head before you even called in. So that's for you, Annette. You're going to be out there, and you're going to just, you know, you're going to be furnishing the whole world with love through the beautiful person that you are.
Thank you.
I don't know, do you like the color magenta? Because that's the color that she showed me, and I was like, wow, that is, like, really a beautiful color. And I don't know if you wear magenta at all, but if you do, people are really going to notice you.
Okay.
He's saying, Annette, don't laugh, because it's going to help you to connect with your spirituality as well, okay?
Okay,
then.
Okay.
So you've got to, you know, once you get everything with the house settled and everything, you've got to go on that journey of self-discovery, hon.
Yeah, I know it. I know.
You've got so much, you know, waiting for you, and I just can't wait till you really, you know, get on that path. And Ginger's saying, Annette, let's celebrate, okay? Is there something coming up? Is there somebody's birthday coming up? Is there a special time? Because Ginger's sitting with a hat on, and she's ready. She's going to be there. So I don't know what's coming up, but it's going to be a celebration, Annette.
Probably the sell my house. You know,
that's good. Hey, have that party. We'll come and join you. And she's saying, Annette, then she's saying, please, don't be afraid. Get out there and do something new. She said, come on, I'll be with you. You've got to try something new, Annette, okay? It's time.
Right.
And I have a gentleman coming in, and he's saying, you know what, it's time for you to think about those happy endings, okay? They're not too far off in that, okay?
Okay, honey. Thank you.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, hon.
Thank you, DC.
I have a huge reading for you. And I'm seeing a wheel spin. And it's spinning counterclockwise, which means everything that has been all wound up is now finally unwinding. And that's a real positive thing. I don't know where to start. First of all, you've actually been distracted in yourself, and you're failing to see the magical opportunities that happen before you. You know, you're either talking to somebody who's, you know, not talking positive, or you're taking something for granted, and you just feel really discontent and really down, and you need to just shake that off, because you have more strength than you really know. Your grace, and I mean, this goes right along with what DC was telling you, your grace and inner strength really needs to overcome your challenges. You need to power through and bring your own self, your kindness, and your forgiveness. When you do that, you are really going to end up embracing how wonderful you are. So this is basically right exactly what DC is telling you. You should be doing this work with us. And really, the other thing I'm hearing, actually, I pulled something, a card called the wheel. And I actually had my eyes closed and was seeing it spin. So this is telling me that delays are over and that sudden and unexpected good luck is going to come your way. So just know that is in the works. There's just no doubt about it now for me, because I was watching it spin. You've got a great angel of peace around you. She will bring the road ahead for you. She will make it smoother. She will make it more tranquil. She will make it easier for you to walk. I hope you have been, because I feel you have been calling upon the angels for really guidance and really assisting you with what you deserve, with what heaven has to deliver you in its highest power. And so continue to call on them. They are there for you, but you need to be more open to receive. In order to do that, you have to love yourself. It goes back to these first things that I told you, to have that grace and inner strength to really overcome that humanness and know that you are the purity that God desires. You are already there. You are made in His likeness. He doesn't make junk. He made you exactly as He made Himself. Everything that I am, you are too. Know that you are enough. In every way. Our humanness gets in the way. The thing called life gets in the way. But you are purity. You are pure grace, love, divineness. You have inner strength, sweetie. You pull that forward. And so overcome anything and everything. Have faith that you really can force these things to happen. Some of the things I want you to do for yourself is I want you to try to get out in nature. I know some areas still are having storms, but if you can, you know, sit out for a little while and sun yourself. Just sit in the sun. And even if it's in a sunroom, you know, there's the enclosed sunrooms where they're, you know, double-pane windows, so it's not so cold in there. But on the other hand, you're really getting that sunlight. It's time for you to do that. Be really honest. Sit there and think. Be really honest with yourself and decide what your heart's desire is, because your house is going to get sold. Things are going to move forward. And all of a sudden, they move fast. That's that wheel spinning. It's been starting to spin slow right now, but I'll tell you, as it gains momentum, things are going to move a lot faster than you could have ever imagined. At the end of all this, though, I do see that your heartstrings are going to be propelled in a certain direction. But in order for that to be the right person, the right time, the right place, et cetera, you have to do these other things first. You have to really find the purity of love within yourself I love that. And when you do, and you be all of that and have that strength and let those wheels spin forward into who you really are, that person, I promise you, is ready to come into your life. And that's what I have to tell you today, Annette.
Oh, thank you, dear.
You're very welcome. I hope that offer goes through. And thank you for calling us today. And have a happy St. Patrick's Day, darling.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, DC.
Love and light, hon.
All right. Our next caller is from the 502 area code. 502,
hello.
Welcome to Angel. Hi.
Hi, my name's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
I would like just a general reading. I am concerned about thyroid adrenals acting up. So I've had that problem a couple of years ago. But otherwise, your prayer and what you said in the beginning was it's wonderful.
Yes, DC is so lucky that she's such a beautiful writer, and that as she channels these, she's able to write it down. I don't know how she does it. I cannot think. I can't listen to spirit tell me things and write it down at the same time. That is a gift she has been delivered, and I'm very honored to be her partner and that she shares that gift with us each week. DC, what's up for our caller?
Hi, hon. This is DC. Thank you for your kind words.
Hi, DC.
Carol, the first thing that I was getting is that your body has the ability to restore, and I'm seeing, you know, your strength is coming, you know, it's coming in better, okay? I'm getting that you really have to take yourself and just sit aside from everyone else, and you need time for just you, okay? Loving yourself is very important. I mean, loving other people is important too, but if you don't take care of you, you're not going to be able to take care of anyone else. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I understand that totally.
Yes, really. Even if it's only for a few minutes here and there, you know? But I feel like, you know, like as you were coming on, like, I feel like boom, coming up through, like, your feet and going up, I feel like you're getting stronger, okay? If there's any kind of bad habits that you have, please, you know, try to be mindful and start slow, but try to get rid of any bad habits, okay? I don't know if you're walking a little bit, but I'm getting, like, a little bit of movement will help if you're able to, okay? That you will feel stronger. Okay, and I'm getting just like a little bit of balance needed in regard to your health, okay? You've got to make sure that, you know, you take time for you, you relax, allow your body to heal. Okay, so the angels are saying, Carol, you can't put yourself last on the list and think that you're going to feel better, okay? And don't
decide
right now.
I've been a caretaker to my husband, but I couldn't take care of him any longer, and so I'm by myself now, and so I'm going through a lot of adjustments, you know.
And just strive to get to feel better and do better for yourself. Don't strive for perfection. The angels are saying strive for progress. And I feel like heaven has its influence over you, okay? So know that you're not alone while you're doing this. Ask the angels to come in and help support your health, and they will, okay? And, you know, if there's anything going on and stuff, please be honest with whoever you're, you know, seeking medical attention with, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm getting, like I said, I do feel you are getting stronger, okay? And you're very intuitive, Carol, so follow your intuition as well in regard to your health, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I feel like you've been a little confused, like, recently about your health, okay? I don't feel like the answers are going to come to you right away this month. You've got to be a little bit more patient, and you're going to find out what you're looking for, okay? And the big thing that I'm getting is really to make sure that you think positively, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, You're doing a great job. No, you're doing a great job. Just think about two things that would really support your health, okay? And start taking action, Carol. Like I said, you are very intuitive. I don't know if you realize it, but just, you know, follow your intuition. And I see vitality coming back, and I like you're getting stronger, stronger and stronger, okay? Stay positive.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
Relax a little bit more. I'm getting you've got to relax, and the angels are saying, please just pick your battles, like pick one thing and stuff, and that's going to keep your stress level under control. And just go back to the basics, proper nutrition, proper rest, exercise, and that's going to go a long way, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Carol, you've been stuck in a rut for quite a while. So she's tucking at, like, your sweater or whatever there, and she's saying, come on, I'm going to help you to get out of the house. You need a change. I don't know what kind of change you'd consider, maybe getting your hair done, maybe getting a new outfit or something. But Ginger's pulling you out of the house. She's saying, come on, girlfriend, let's get out of the house. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you for calling us, Carol. God bless.
Bless you. Thank you.
All right, Carol, what I have for you is that you really need to be dedicated to yourself, and you need to do the steps that it needs to take care of things. Make sure that you take your medicine on time, that you eat balanced food, and that, you know, you need the time to be self-disciplined. Because some of what's going on, you know, I know it's a thyroid hormone problem, but we also can balance some of our own. If our body is in better health for ourselves, then the medicine has a better ability to work, to do its wonders better, is what I'm saying. And so by taking really the best care of yourself, you know, try a little bit harder. I know it's hard if you're real fatigued from the thyroid, but try to get out and take a walk, even if it's to the end of the driveway and back. You know, if you're allowed by the doctor, it doesn't, you know, if you can't get that far. My mother, she had a thyroid problem, and she got to where she couldn't get out and walk. But she would walk. We had a hallway that circled around and came through the kitchen and then back to the living room and down the hallway. And she would walk around the house. So she made her own little track within the house so that she could still get up and move around. So just, you know, there's little things that we can do for ourselves to create better situations. And so what I'm hearing is that that's something that you must do for yourself. You really are stronger than you think you are. So just be rest assured that you can do this and you have the strength to really, you know, be a little bit more than you are and, you know, work towards a lot better health by doing what you can. It's really going to help heal the situation to work through this. I'm also saying, I believe DC alluded to, that you need to trust your own intuition. And what I'm being told is also not just intuition, but you're really quite a magical person. You have, a way of touching others with clear intentions and actually helping other people manifest things. I know one of the best ways to manifest things I have found here is to imagine it already is. And so, you know, in the hopes and dreams, you never think of it arriving. You think of it as already is. And you are that magical person who thinks that way. And you're really good at actually helping others to manifest their own vision of what they want. Also, another thing DC alluded to was that, what was it that she said? What I'm hearing is that it's actually time for you to start something new, to give birth to new ideas. I know what it was. She said you need to get out more. It's time for you to get out more. And just as she was saying that, I was getting, it's time for you to start some new things, a new project, something that you've been thinking about lately. You know, get out and get the materials to do that, take care of that. And so I too am also hearing that it's time for you to move forward and get out and start something new.
Okay.
And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Well, thank you to both of you, and you have a really great evening. Okay?
You too. I hope we help. Bye-bye. All right. Unslot this. All right. I have a caller from the 570 area code.
That's me. How are you, lady?
Hi, and who are we speaking to?
My name is Lynn, and how are you ladies doing this evening?
Wonderful.
Really?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. My question is, I just have some health issues going on, and I just don't know if it's a serious issue or if they're reading it wrong or whatever, and I have an appointment tomorrow with a specialist, and I'm just wondering if either one of you get anything significant or it's a misreader or just something on that order.
All right. Well, let's see what the energies tell us.
Hi, Lynn. This is DC. Thank you for calling us this evening.
Hi, DC. How are you?
I'm good, hon. Thank you. The first thing
You're
I'm getting, Archangel Gabriel is coming forward. And Archangel Gabriel is going to be with you and help to provide the wisdom that you need to make the right choices in regard to taking care of your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you've got to just detach from this a little bit, because I'm getting like the anxiety is sort of like adding to all of this. So you've got to like take a break from it. And what I have is I have the angels of the purple flame coming in, okay? And they're going to come in and they're going to help you to find a solution to all of this. And as you do know that God is the ultimate healer, okay? So please, with the help of the angels of the purple flame, they're asking you to listen to your intuition, that little voice within, and you're going to be guided on the path of healing as well as happiness. But Lynn, I'm getting that you may need a little bit more rest and just, you know, listen to your body. When your body says, I'm tired, please lay down, okay? Take it easy.
Okay.
We also have the angels of the white flame coming in, and they're saying, please, like, just take notice of your thoughts, okay? They want to come in. They want to help to shield you from stress, from fear, from anxiety, okay? And that's going to help you to get that, you know, that health and vitality that you want to have back again. So
right.
Please, you know, remain positive. You know, you've been praying and everything. Your prayers have been heard. They are manifesting. You've got to follow the guidance that you're receiving, okay? I'm also getting an evening meditation would help you. Just, you know, do a little bit of a meditation. Have a little bit of quiet time. Let your heart be filled with joy, okay? And when you fall asleep, you're going to find that you're going to sleep so much better, okay? And I'm also getting listen to the music, okay? Find some favorite music and just, you know, listen to that music. And that is really going to help you, you know, to just really bring in spirit and everything. And you're not only going to feel the angels around you, I also see a woman around you, a man, and then another younger man around you.
Okay.
Okay? And they're going to be with you as well. And they're saying, Lynn, you know what? If there's no one that you feel that you could talk to, we're here, and we want to help you. We're always ready to listen. Okay?
Oh.
So you have three beautiful loved ones in spirit, and they're asking you to share your feelings, be honest, and they're going to be with you, and you're going to feel their presence, Lynn. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't feel really anything, you know, for you to really go crazy and worry about, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just
uh-huh.
stay in that positive mindset and everything, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just know that you're a very powerful person yourself, okay? And use your healing abilities on yourself as well, okay? I'm also being shown that there's going to be this beautiful new there's like a big strong movement around you, and I'm getting, you know, it's a new place for you to reside. And once you move, you're going to be filled with so much more positive energy, Lynn.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so
that
just
is true. I am in the process of looking.
Okay, so please take good care of yourself, and just give yourself, you know, whether it's a pedicure, anything that really helps you to relax. Okay, Lynn.
Oh,
and you're
going
to see the significance
you,
of that. Okay, so I'm getting Ginger is saying, you know, she wants you to visualize while you're meditating that all is well. She's saying use a little bit of aromatherapy. That's going to help to calm you down. And, you know, use whatever techniques it takes to bring peace and tranquility. Okay? So she's coming in, and she's saying, she's showing me, like, this phone, and she's saying, give it to her. And that's your hotline to Ginger and to the angels, and even Joan. Joan can pick up at times as well. So they're giving me this phone to hand to you, and know that, you know, you're not alone. You can talk to them as well. Okay?
Aww.
Ginger is giving me a bunch of tangerines. I don't know if you like tangerines, but she's saying, tell her look at the color of tangerines, because they're zesty, they're full of life. There's a lot of, you know, vibrancy in them. And she wants you to just, like, visualize the color of a tangerine. It's going to help you to have warmth and courage, a little bit of spontaneity. And it's going to give you the confidence and determination that you need right now. Okay?
Oh,
and she's saying,
thank
ask
you.
That, Lynn. She's saying, you know, she wants you to unleash your wild side. Okay? And when you're ready, she and Joan are going to pick you up in that beautiful convertible.
Oh, thank you so much. Tangerines reminds me of the sun. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and God bless, Lynn. All is well.
God bless you, DC. Thank you.
All right. What I have for you tonight is that you really are being protected and from all types of harm and different things that are around you. But you need to just relax and stuff. Try not to stress too much. You know, I don't see, like, anything terrible coming along. What I'm seeing is that you really need to be cautious about what you are being told and look deeper into the situation before you jump into anything before you move forward with anything. Just really do a lot of homework and find out your information. Some of this might, you know, some of the situation that you said you were, you know, some medical situation might have to do with being a little bit more disciplined with yourself and taking care of yourself better, you know, doing following the path that, you know, that's prescribed to you might, you know, clear some things out. You know, it's not, might be not as, you know, bad as you think it might be. But take a little bit of time before you take a lot of action, you know, just, you know, do your research, do your homework, and really just find out, you know, as much as you can, much information you can, because that's going to allow you greater success and, you know, the luxury of really making the right choices. Do make sure you listen to everyone's input, though. It will merge the viewpoints. It's not about believing one person over another. It's about merging the viewpoints that you have more than one option. If you come from several different directions, rather than being a finite direction, okay, we're going to do this. It's about merging those ideas and creating a better solution for you. Everyone is individual, and so everyone's path has to be chosen as individual. And I'm really actually seeing this last three things that I've told you about, you know, really success and dedication and having some self-discipline. This could actually be about something bigger, more about more of a life's choices, a grander scale. These are, you know, I'm getting some pretty powerful, images and messages here with this. So I just feel this is a grander scale, but just know that some big things are really opening up for you really, really soon. Be a little bit adventurous, move forward, you know, and unleash that adventurous side of yourself and, you know, take a little risk, use your wisdom, but take a little risk. And don't be too sensitive about things. It's a hard, world is a harsh environment, and sometimes we really do have to thicken our skin a little bit and toughen up and, you know, realize, put things into real perspective. And that's actually that's the whole message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
It does, and I thank you so much, and you ladies are awesome, and God bless you both, and have a great night, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Oh, you
God
will.
God bless.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All righty. Our next caller is from the 609 area code. 609, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Sure. I guess whatever messages you get from the angels.
All right, wonderful. Let's see what we've got.
Hi, Susan. This is DC. Thank you for calling in today.
Hi.
Hi, hon. The first thing we have is Archangel Jeremiah coming forward, and he's talking about new beginnings that are going to start in your life, okay?
Okay.
You're going to find your purpose, and it's going to be really beautiful. And every day that you've been here on the earth has really led you to this time in your life. So it's a time to look back and then make changes. I see you going in a different direction. And as I said, Archangel Jeremiah is going to help you to do that. And the new direction is going to be filled with joy and happiness, okay?
Okay.
Everything that you're worrying about right now, any kind of decisions that need to be made, anything like that, like anything that you're waiting upon answers for, everything is going to be working out in your favor, okay?
Okay.
So I see you really like finding your purpose, and like you said, you're starting a new life, and with that new life comes beautiful, unlimited opportunities, hon, okay? We have Archangel Raphael. He's coming in, and I don't know if you're in a – are you in a committed relationship presently?
No.
Okay, because I see a relationship, so just be prepared. Ginger, my dog Ginger, has the broom, and she's just sweeping that broom back and forth, and when she sweeps, it means that you're going to be swept off your feet. So don't be surprised, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just have a little patience, she said. It's coming. Okay, but she's showing me, like, this beautiful man, this beautiful woman, and they are so perfect for each other, okay? So she's saying, you know, just flirt a little bit, be your beautiful self. It's going to be fine, okay? This is a really beautiful connection that she's showing me. And your life is going to be filled with love. It's going to be filled with blessings. And she's saying, tell her it's going to have that happy, you know, that happy ever after storybook ending, okay?
Aw, okay.
And any kind of stress that you had, it's just, she's showing me it's just like fading away, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really beautiful. But she's saying right now, like this time right now, she's asking that you really take care of yourself, okay? Make sure that you love yourself first. And then when you love you, you're going to see how others just, you know, they're just almost magnetized with your beautiful energy, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I have for you. I hope that's helped.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Please don't hang up.
Okay.
All right. What was your name again?
Susan.
Susan. Susan, I pulled some really amazing cards for you tonight. Well, let's start with the lighter stuff. You actually are really quite a light worker. When you walk into the room, you have a tendency to, people are attracted to you, they turn, they smile. You greet people with a smile, and you're very outgoing and very loving. You're just, you know, you let the light shine through your eyes, just as we're taught to allow that to be. And you bring a lot of peace and tranquility to others. You have a tendency to make their path easier. You smooth the road ahead of them. And, you allow others to walk in grace. Really see you as, sweeping the troubles out of the way so others can move along on a wonderful, wonderful path. You always desire really the best things in life, and you actually really do reach for them, not only with your dreams and your desires, but that you don't compromise things. You just, you stick to your guns and you stay with them until it really flows through into the thing that you really wanted, the thing that you imagined, the situation as it evolved. But one of the things you need to do is you need to take a little bit more time for yourself, especially when it comes to those cycles, the rhythms, we're all affected by the moon cycles and monthly, cycles throughout our lives, no matter what age we are. And so some of that is realizing, that at the different times of the moon, like when the moon is small, sometimes it is time to be a quieter time because the energies that are around with the draw of the moon, just like the moon draws the oceans, our bodies are water and our emotions are drawn by that pull of the moon that we have. And so you just need to be a little bit more honor yourself a little bit more at those quiet times and allow yourself to be quiet. And at the brighter times when the energy of the moon is fuller, like it is right now, get out and be vibrant and live with that energy of nature and the things that are around us, the spring, including the other cycles of, the fall, the spring, winter, summer. Just honor those cycles is what I'm saying here. You are really very strong. You're much stronger than you think, and this can really bring you forward. The bigger part, really, what I have to tell you is you have a lot to offer. Being that light worker, you really have a lot to offer, and it really is time for you to really jump out and find yourself a mentor. Even if it's through books or online seminars, but really I'm thinking, some kind of a spiritual bookstore is something that you should peruse and see if you find interest there. I just see a real big calling for you. You come to very powerful, very intuitive epiphanies. And so don't worry about that this is not intuition. It is. We all have it. We're all born with it. We're all gifted with it. Some people just learn to listen and tap into it better than others. And it's just all about learning to listen to it. But you really can do anything. So really take charge. You're a very magical person. And you, in this way, you need to take charge of your life and really manifest what it is to be who you want to move forward on this next path. I think that's why I saw the broom and sweeping things out of the way, because you create paths. But now it's time for you to create that path for yourself. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Oh, they were both wonderful. And you both mentioned about sweeping and broom, so very nice.
Well, did we? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, Ginger had a broom, and she's showing me that she's going to be swept off her feet, Eileen.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, there you go. And, it's funny because we may both say what we say. You might get off the phone, and that broom might, there might be something about a broom later. So if that happens or something else, comes up with that broom, because we both came up with one, I really feel you should give us a call back and let us know. All right.
Yes, especially okay, Ginger's saying, especially if the broom is attached to a handsome guy.
Yes,
which
yes,
would
certainly
be a miracle.
Well,
that would be a miracle.
No, it won't be. It'll be the right time.
And I am a Reiki healer, actually. So you were right about being a light worker, and I've been trying to open up my third eye more. So you guys are correct. As for the relationship, well, we'll see. But
it's coming. You've got to believe. You've got to believe in yourself, though, and you've got to start loving yourself first. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And let me just say that if you want to rehear this reading, you can go back into Blog Talk and pull the show back up. And you can listen to the archives and re-listen to this reading, because there probably was a lot in there from both of us for you, because we seem to be both spot on and the same but different message. You know, we kind of gave some of the similar messages but in different ways. So you may want to re-listen to that for your own clarity. All right?
Sure. Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now our next caller is from the 914 area code. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, lovely ladies. It's Kat. How are you?
Hi, Kat.
How nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, same here. I've missed you, lovely two ladies. So it's heartwarming to hear your advice and all the messages you give. It's so important. Yes. Thank you for all the love and joy you bring to people.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. It's always so sweet and loving and kind. There's such beautiful energy that surrounds you. We always love talking to you. And we love hearing your reading, too. So. Hope things have been going well. I know DC and I have both known you now for a couple of years now.
Yes. Oh, she's wonderful. She's my soul sister. She's such a dear heart. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Both of you, such angelic loveliness. I really was just listening. You could take somebody else. I appreciate everything
messages.
That you do.
You're just as important, right, Eileen? She's just as important.
Yes, everyone is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. It's just, If that's the call I pick up. So, you're on. You want to know, would you like just a general reading, or do you have a specific question you've been thinking about?
I don't know. There is this one person. I really don't know. Maybe you could be, if maybe this is what I'm supposed to ask. Like, I don't know if I can trust him or if he's just, just wanting to pass the time. His name is Michael.
Okay.
I do remember
you called in before, a couple months ago, and you had asked about a guy you had just met and you didn't know if you should trust him. And I remember there was something in that reading that said not to. I don't know if that's the same person, but I do remember that reading. I do remember the reading, so.
Yeah. I don't know.
But let's see what can happen for you tonight. Let's see what they have for you tonight. DC, are you getting anything yet?
Yes. Kat, what I'm getting is open communication is needed right now, and that's going to help solve problems.
Okay.
So just be open and really responsive. I'm feeling that you feel like there's a challenge with this person, and I feel like, with the communication, if it is open, if it is positive, it can really solve a lot of the problems. Okay. And we have Mother Mary coming in, and she's going to help you with this situation. And she's saying, Kat, you're stronger than you think you are. Okay. Allow God to give you the strength that you need right now. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you've been doing so much, like with what you're doing in your project and everything, that you really have to just get out of your head and just really just maybe get outside. I know if it's cool, go somewhere inside where you can walk. But you really need to get out of your head, and you need to physically get rid of this energy, okay? And Mother Mary wants you to pray instead of worry, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're going to have emotions to all of these, you know, things that are going on that you're worrying about. You're a little bit confused. You feel powerless at times. You feel stuck. Mm-hmm. She's saying, Kat, render all of this to heaven and ask for divine intervention. And then listen, because God's messengers, the angels, you know, are going to bring the guidance that you're needing. It's going to come, you know, in the form of feeling. There's going to be signs. There's going to be ideas. There's going to be dreams. There's going to be visions. And she's saying, you know that when you worry about a situation, you actually draw more negativity to you. It's almost like being paralyzed, okay? So she's saying, you know, all worrying does, Kat, is gives you more things to worry about, okay? But when we pray, you're drawing upon the most powerful force in the universe, okay? So please, she's saying, my beloved child, turn your worries into prayers. God is by your side and he wants to help you, okay? So when you allow God and the angels to come in, you're going to notice this beautiful emotional release immediately, Kat, okay? You're going to shift from fear to faith, okay?
Thank you. Yeah,
and she's going to help you to really focus on your priorities, okay? And she's saying, Kat, you must take human action in order to have your prayers answered, okay?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's like a little bit of, of a procrastination going on here, okay? And Mother Mary understands exactly what you're going through. She knows, like, all the demands that have been, you know, really, like, playing upon your time. She's saying she's going to help you, okay? And she's going to help you to clarify which steps you need to take. And she all she asks of you is that you sit quietly and, you know, you just ask those questions that you need to ask silently to yourself, okay? And then notice the thoughts and feelings that come after that, okay? And Mother Mary and the angels are going to help to boost your motivation and your confidence as well.
Thank you.
So, I do see like a challenge with this person. I'm not getting like a yes or a no. I'm getting sort of like a maybe, Kat, and it all depends upon the communication between the two of you.
Okay.
But you have the ability, you know, to overcome any obstacles that are in your way. But the angels
Thank
are cautioning you as well, Kat. Please do not take upon yourself any additional responsibilities at this time.
Okay.
And they're saying don't be influenced by someone else's agenda, Kat, okay? Especially if you feel that they are negative. Okay, and this is sort of a little bit complex. Like I said, I can't give you a straightforward yes or no. I'm getting a maybe, okay? And what the angels are saying, Kat, you really have to meditate on this, okay?
Yeah.
This is going to require that you give it your undivided attention. You've got to slow down a little bit. You've got to listen to your own inner voice and your intuition and know that God and the angels are with you, okay? So like I said, I did not get a yes. I didn't get a no. But, Kat, I'm getting a maybe because there's a challenge with this person.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel it, yeah.
You're so wise. You're very wise. And you have the ability to make the correct choice for you, okay?
Yeah.
So in the meantime, just put this to the side and do something that, you know, either actively walking or whatever, or express your creativity, and then you're going to find all the answers you're looking for. Does that make sense? And
yes.
Angel Raziel saying, I'm with you, Kat, and you can manifest the life that you desire. And everything that you're needing is going to magically appear. So it's not as bad as you think. And Ginger saying, Kat, trust your gut, okay? And she has confidence that you can make the right choice, okay? So she's saying, please do what's best for you. Let's go. She's saying, let's go, Kat. Go for it, okay?
Thank you, Ginger.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, Kat. God bless you,
Thank you so much, dear heart. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Eileen?
Yes. What I have for you, Kat, is I'm going to start at something that DC brought up, and that was that, you know, you really are intuitive, and you know your own truth, and you know the truth of the situation, and you really need to trust your own gut. It's you need to be lovingly assertive to yourself and trust your own gut. It's really time, you know, take time out. You actually do way too much for other people, and you're not taking the time out to really stop and take care of yourself and listen to your gut. You know, you kind of feel it in a fleeting moment, but you don't take the time to really stop and listen to it. One of these things that you can really do is, especially to avoid being sensitive, is, create a little altar and take the time out to connect with the divine, connect with yourself, connect with your own spirit, and connect with the divinity in yourself. And ask that, you know, we were talking about the violet flame, you know, throughout the show today. And one of those things is to call in that pure violet color. And that pure violet color is just part of the divinity. It's, you know, it's actually above that white, the white light is almost a violet, because it, you know, it moves into another frequency from the colors that we see into, you know, violet and ultraviolet colors that bees see, but humans don't. And so there is vibrations. A color is a vibration, and that's why these things are moved, you know, represented by certain colors, because the colors vibrate in a certain energy. And that's, a known measurable scientific fact that going on. The next thing that I really have to tell you, that was about your question, but I really have something else to tell you, and that is that it is really time for you to not be deterred by challenges. You really need to communicate importantly, which is something that DC said, and very, very clearly and accurately. You have some new and amazing ideas, and it is really time that those are meant to be implemented. If you really do, and this has to do with more about your career, and it's going to be a little bit of a change in career for you, but you have some amazing ideas that you'd like to bring forward, and there's actually going to be money that is going to show up through, you know, someone is going to come along with a little advice and a little financial assistance to help you move your idea forward. It's going to be a very successful project, and you're going to really, like I said, it's going to end up allowing you to change careers a little bit and really move forward with yourself in life. These are going to be really plans that are going to work out perfectly. Like I said, you have some amazing ideas that are going to really, really lead you to some really great rewards. And, you need to move on that as it comes into your life. You'll be very grateful you do. This gratitude is going to bring you a lot of life's blessings. And your inner strength is really going to rise to the occasion. You're going to find the inner strength that's needed to overcome the challenges that you're going to face. And so know that the power that of your own kindness and your own way, the ability that you forgive others so easily, it's really in time to embrace that for yourself, and it's time to embrace the wonderful you, who you really are, and move forward with this adventure when it comes to you. Don't let a relationship hold you back from it. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you. Wow. I'm wondering, you said with this new project, do you think it begins with a W? Do you see?
I was seeing some type of... just some type of artwork going on is what I was seeing, and manifesting some type of whether it's backdrops of some sort, you know, painting. I don't know. Do you paint backdrops or something like that, or
I haven't in a while, but
something in theater. Theater, that type of thing, you know, not a picture that you're going to put in the, you know, New York Museum, but more like backdrop, scenery, creating stage scenery is what I was kind of seeing. So I don't know anything you've done. Like I said, it was a new adventure. Let's see if something comes along. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
You're welcome so much.
That is amazing. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Let's see what comes forward. I know we've had some things come forward in the past. So I'll just see how it falls into place. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Kat. We're thrilled that you did. And actually, you ended up being our very last caller tonight. I had a whole bunch of there, and a few people hung up earlier before you were on. So no worries. It was meant for you to move right through the queue and come forward and get a reading tonight. So it was great talking to you, DC. It was wonderful being here with you tonight. Thank you for being my partner.
I mean, this was amazing to have Kat be our last caller and this amazing bond between all of us. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, it really is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Getting the moon. I keep hearing the moon. So, Kat, I feel that like something with a moon cycle is really significant.
I don't know. I'm a Cancer. Maybe.
Okay, because I just keep seeing pictures of the moon. You know, Ginger is saying the moon, and I'm going, okay, so like something with a moon cycle, okay? But you've got to step out of your comfort zone, Kat. You've got to step out of that comfort zone, okay? And once you do, you're going to go in the direction of what your heart is desiring, hon. And at the end of that, is like a rainbow with a pot of gold, and there's going to be success and happiness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That goes along with what I said, too. There's something at the end of that pot of gold. You're going to have to work on something here coming up. But there really is something. Yeah, I think it has to do more with career than, question about a guy. That's just what I was feeling. But,
I was in divine right order, Kat. Even if you get some crayons or whatever, start coloring, doodling. Whatever it is, you've got to open up that creative channel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree, DC, 100%.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful ending of a night, my goodness.
Right.
Two of my people.
Me too. I have to agree. All right. Could have only been better if we had Elijah here, right? I miss Elijah.
That would have been amazing.
I believe he's
And you know what I mean? When I first met Kat, I don't know what it was, but I saw Elijah's face and then I saw her face and I saw Elijah's face and I saw her face. So they must have a connection from a past life. They both share amazing energy.
And who did I end up mentioning but Elijah, right?
And I was thinking, I told Elijah at one point, like I was seeing Jesus, and then I'd see Elijah, and then I would see Kat, and I would say Yeshua. So it was just really, it was crazy.
Uh-huh. Huh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that. Energy of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And Kat does too. Yeah. Like I said, we're all connected, and we're all parts, little parts of the divine, the divine whole.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Yeah, and that's the one thing that I really have always felt with Kat too is that love for everyone is so pure and innocent, almost innocent.
I gotcha.
We're glad you came and joined us today.
Thank you. Yes, no, it was beautiful. Thank you for the messages and beautiful show. Thank you for all that you ladies do. Thank you.
You're welcome. We wouldn't have a show for people like you calling in.
Right.
So we appreciate you too. All right. Okay, well, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone, and thank you for being here, DC. I love you. I am so thrilled to have been here with you tonight.
Love you, Eileen.
greetings and your beautiful prayer. And Kat, I love you too. And I look forward to being with you all soon. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Good night, and happy St. Patty's Day, Eileen.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Oh, I'll be off with the Irishman. Wait. Going to have fun with my friends in San Francisco to hear my Irish friend play the piano. It should be quite the riot.
Sounds amazing, Eileen. Enjoy yourself. Light and love,
all
everyone.
Right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.